AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released long-awaited guidance for people who are fully vaccinated. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They can get together indoors without wearing masks or social distancing, and do the same with unvaccinated people from a single household, as long as nobody's at risk for severe disease. That includes vaccinated grandparents visiting healthy grandkids.
With more and more people getting vaccinated each day, we are starting to turn a corner.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky calls it a first step toward restoring normalcy. Still, with only about 9% of the population fully vaccinated, she's recommending those who have been keep wearing masks and social distancing in public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden visited people getting vaccinated at a Veterans Administration Medical Center in Washington.
Hey, folks, how are you? Sit down. Good to see you all.
The president says the nation will reach 100 million doses very soon. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says high school sports are coming back.
All sports, but with strict safety protocols, with a phase in to make sure our student athletes are ready, to make sure it's done safely.
In the big league, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the two Major League Baseball teams in the city, the White Sox and the Cubs, can have their stadiums at 20% capacity on opening day. That's about 8,000 fans in each park. Jury selection is on hold for at least a day in Minneapolis for former police officer Derek Chauvin, while an appeal proceeds over the possible reinstatement of a third-degree murder charge in connection with the death of George Floyd. Federal authorities say two men wanted in the deadly riot at the Capitol were arrested over the weekend, including one who reportedly served as a bodyguard to former President Trump's longtime political confidant, Roger Stone. This is AP News. A Trump administration policy on bird protection has been revoked.
The Biden administration has reversed a policy imposed under President Trump that drastically weakened the government's power to enforce a century-old law protecting most U.S. bird types. Trump ended criminal prosecutions against companies responsible for bird deaths that could have been prevented. The move stopped enforcement practices that resulted most notably in a $100 million settlement after the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill that killed about 100,000 birds. Interior spokesman Tyler Cherry says the Trump policy allowed industry to kill birds with impunity. I'm Shelley Adler.
Scientists in Japan have discovered the ultimate case of regeneration. Some decapitated sea slugs can regrow hearts and whole new bodies. The head kept on moving and living. Sea slugs could eventually help scientists better understand regeneration of human tissue. Ed Donahue, AP News.